Living well. Note, living well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. End of note. The right running shoe. With warmer temperatures bringing people back outdoors, many are jogging again. Before you hit the trail, though, know that the right pair of running shoes can make all the difference. First, check the soles of your shoes. If lower layers of material are showing through in spots, you're overdue for a replacement, according to Health Day. Next, ask for suggestions about the right shoe at a local running club or specialty shoe store. It's best to shop in the late afternoon or early evening. That's when our feet are at their largest. Look for lightweight choices, Health Day recommends. A good gauge is no more than 8 ounces for a woman's size 8 and no more than 10 ounces for a man's size 9. Also, running shoes should have little or no heel-to-toe drop. In other words, the thickness from the heel cushion to the cushion at the front of the shoe should be about the same. The toe box should be wide enough so you can wiggle your toes and have at least a half inch of space between them and the front tip of the shoe, according to Health Day. Finally, if you're replacing an existing pair of running shoes, don't wait until they're no longer usable. You want to gradually transition to the new pair. The Truth About Statins by Martin Sayers. Few medicines generate opinion quite as much as statins, the cholesterol-lowering drugs prescribed to millions of Americans at risk of heart disease. Some experts argue against their use and what they see as mass medicalization, with statins being doled out instead of advice and initiatives that could lead to healthier lifestyles. Others, however, contend that statins are a medical marvel, a treatment breakthrough that has transformed and saved hundreds of thousands of lives. And many heart doctors warn of a cult of misinformation surrounding statins that is putting patients off the drugs and risking lives. So what's the truth? Let's look closer at 6 common beliefs about statins. Statins have potentially harmful side effects. This statement is undoubtedly true, but it is true of most drugs. The most common effects are elevation of the liver function enzyme, which is usually asymptomatic and most often goes away if the drug is stopped. The other side effect is muscle problems, the most severe of which is a very rare disorder called rhabdomyolysis, which occurs when muscle tissue dies and releases its contents into the bloodstream. Complications can include kidney failure. However, it's important to remember that these are potential side effects, so you should not avoid statins simply on this basis. But if you are taking statins and think you have one of these side effects, talk to your doctor and ask to be tested to make sure. Higher doses of statins have diminishing returns. In general, the lowest dose of a statin does give you the biggest bang for your buck, says Christy Ballantyne, a cardiologist at Houston Methodist Hospital. When you double the doses, you get an additional 6% reduction in LDL cholesterol. Statins are safe in all doses. However, the highest dose of a statin does have the greatest frequency of side effects. Taking statins means you can eat what you like. Not true. Statins work best when combined with healthy diet and exercise. This is a misconception that can have harmful consequences. In addition to being at risk for heart attack and stroke, a poor diet can also put you at risk for developing diabetes. Improving your diet is a must to improve your health. Statins can damage your liver and kidneys. Rhabdomyolysis can cause kidney damage, but this only occurs in about 1 in 10,000 people, so it is very rare. If you recognize that your muscles are sore or weak, stop the statins and drink lots of water. It might also be wise to have your doctor check your blood enzymes. Liver disease, meanwhile, is extraordinarily rare, but it's a good idea to have your liver function checked at least once after you have been on a statin to make sure there is no damage. Statins can cause mental decline. As yet, there is no real clinical evidence to support this theory. If you do notice problems, contact your doctor immediately to decide on the best course of action. Some people without heart problems should take statins. Ballantyne says this is true in some cases. If you have familial hypercholesterolemia, a condition where a person is born with higher than normal levels of LDL cholesterol, statins are extremely important, he says. If we catch people early in life, we might be able to help them avoid heart disease. This is an extraordinary advance because most of these patients used to die from heart disease at a very young age. Martin Sayers is a freelance writer living in Cambridge, England. He specializes in health and nutrition issues. Keep your body's tank filled. Year-round hydration is key to good health for reasons we sometimes overlook. Driving when you're just 1% dehydrated, for instance, can lead to pretty dangerous behaviors behind the wheel, like lane drifting or late braking, Men's Health reports. Plus, if you're 2% or more dehydrated, your athletic performance might take a hit. Also, if you're running in lower temperatures and wearing multiple layers, it can be tougher to remember to stay hydrated. But you should, the magazine continues, when you don't supply your body with enough fluids, you reduce functioning in every system, including our cells, tissues, and organs. Here are some signs of dehydration. Muscle cramping, especially in the legs. When you're exercising and losing fluids, you're creating an imbalance of electrolytes like sodium and potassium in your muscles. Not only does that up your odds of cramping, but it also increases your chances of feeling next-day soreness post-workout. Craving sweets. Organs like your liver use water to function. Among those tasks is the release of glycogen, the molecule that stores sugar. If the liver can't get fuel, it cannot release glucose and other energy stores, says Robert Siegel, medical director of Lab Finder. Sweet foods are especially attractive when this happens. Dizziness. When you're lacking in fluids, your blood pressure tends to lower, and that can lead to dizziness and lightheadedness. Less urinating and fewer bowel movements. If your fluids are significantly depleted, you'll have a drop in urine frequency. That can be particularly dangerous because it means that your body isn't getting rid of toxins as quickly as it should. Also, without enough water, stools can harden, leading to constipation.